Welcome to a stocking stuffer bonus episode of Snow in Southtown. We are a holiday themed podcast. We celebrate mostly Christmas, but also other holidays and seasons and 80s and 90s pop culture and more. So if you're tuning in for the first time, we do have four seasons of our podcast wherever you listen to shows. And then there's bonus content on our Patreon, which is at patreon.com/snowinsouthtown. Bonus content includes exclusive episodes kind of like this one, where we might do some interviews or reviews of other movies and music. We have playlist episodes where we play songs kind of like this one. We write and record original music that we only release on the Patreon. There's zines, physical releases of our music, including an upcoming exclusive vinyl release. So check us out on Patreon or wherever you listen to shows. Today, I'm talking to my good friend Patrick McKay, also known as Classic Pat. Pat plays in bands like Parasite Diet, The Putts, Ghost Party, my favorite Nashville band, the Rip Taylors, and so many more, which he can talk about. We're planning to work him into the live lineup of my band, Vista Blue, starting this fall. He does a lot. As a solo artist, Pat cranks out themed releases faster than anything I've ever seen, and that's coming from me. If you like The Office, check out The Beasleys. You like Star Wars, check out Coruscant, his Star Wars theme project. You might also like his Gundam theme project, Space Noise. He has a fun series where he records songs written by friends. He's done a country theme split with our friend Corey. So much music. Most recently, if you're a fan of 80s music, as most of us are, I think, Pat has just released his version of the complete 1987 debut by Tiffany. That's right. Here to talk to us about Summer Songs, his Tiffany record, as many projects, much more today. My guest is Classic Pat. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great. You know, recording a Christmas podcast on June 13th. So, you know.
It makes sense, yeah.
But it's not really about Christmas. We'll talk a little bit about Christmas. But okay, first.
I love Christmas, so you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. First, tell me about the Tiffany album. Brand new.
Yeah, brand new to everyone except for me. I've recorded it 2 years ago. I've been sitting on it forever. I wanted to get the photos taken for the front cover and the back cover. And every time I had that planned, it always fell through. And so that just kept getting pushed back and pushed back. I finally got the photos taken. So now you guys get to hear it.
So the holdup was getting the Tiffany glamour shots.
Yes, exactly. Totally.
But it's worth it. It looks really cool.
Yeah. Corey did those photos for me. It was great.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. Everyone I've shown it to so far loves it based on the pictures alone. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. I 3 weeks ago, I released an album of all original material. No one said anything. And then I released this Tiffany thing. I've got people coming out of the woodwork. They're like, oh my God, it's so great. I love it. It's crazy.
Yep. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
There are people who won't take something seriously, right? And there are some people who won't take the other stuff seriously. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
I know the feeling. You never know. And you never know what it's going to be. You know?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
So, what projects did I not mention that you feel like should be mentioned? What, you know, what did I miss?
The Practice Run. No, think you mentioned that one. That's my band. It's kind of more of a early 2000s pop punk sort of thing, you know, semi emo but not completely. I do that with Gabe from Horror Section and Dan Vapp and the Cheats and Chad from Covert Flops, and we're working on a second album for that sometime soon, hopefully. But got that one, and then just, you know, the Classic Pat stuff in general. So I think that's everything right now.
And first ever Classic Pat live show was just announced.
Yes, gonna be in October. It's gonna be on either October 6th or 7th. They haven't announced the schedule yet, but in Youngstown, Ohio, for Mom's Basement Festival. It's going to be really fun.
So, yeah, I'm interested to see who all is in the Classic Pat live lineup. That'll be fun.
Me too. I think I've got it all ironed out, but got a few people who are still not sure about the date, if they can make it or not. So we'll find that out soon, though.
I mean, with that festival, there's going to be so many people there already. So
exactly, yes.
What's the most sets that you've played in a night? I think I've seen you do two or three.
Did I pull off four last year? Mom's Basement? Or was it just three? It may have just been three.
Yeah.
So I think three. I think
two or three,
three
is pretty standard.
I think three is where I'm at, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty standard for you. So.
Yeah.
And that's all instruments. You know, I've seen you do bass, drums, and guitar live.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yes.
So you'll switch, and you know, the same night with different bands. I'll see
yes,
all,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, so we're going to talk about summer because that's what we're celebrating here. But first, you know, since we're mainly a Christmas podcast, tell me about Christmas for you. I know you just released a Christmas EP last year.
Yes.
Is Christmas a big deal in your house? Like, what is it?
Yeah, I love Christmas, man. I've always loved it. It's my favorite time of the year. A lot of people like to say, oh, I love Halloween. It's like, you're being fake. Christmas is really where it's at, and everyone knows it. They just don't want to admit it. No, I love it. We don't do a lot. You know, we decorate quite a bit. Mandy loves, she's got a whole bunch of Christmas Legos, and she'll take them all apart at the end of Christmas season, and then like around Thanksgiving is she starts putting them together. And by, you know, by Christmas, the whole living room is decorated with Christmas Legos. And yeah, we really enjoy Christmas.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we can have you back on like later this year. We'll do like a Christmas playlist. But I guess real quick, like what would be your go-to one or two or three Christmas records?
Phil Spector's Christmas album. Absolutely. Number one. Love that album. That one's good. I love the Ventures Christmas album.
Yeah.
What else? Christmas with the Vandals is always a fun, you know, just to do something a little different. Of course, there's this band that you may not have heard of them called Ralphie's Red Riders. They're really good. They've got a great album that I do love that one too. Yeah, that's probably
that is a Christmas band.
Yeah.
Okay, so today we're talking about summer. On our show, we do talk about things that we end up doing a lot over the summer. We have our main summer show coming up very soon. So like Rusty will talk a lot about playing video games. He plays the Sea of Thieves game a lot. I talk about watching a lot of King of Queens. You know, like it just happens. Nice. You know, there's short road trips. We take a lot of trips to the library, Sonic, you know, for slushes, whatever. What do you do? What's summer to you?
For us, the last couple of years, it's been setting up an inflatable pool out on the back deck, and we'll just go out there every day and just chill out until, you know, the sun gets covered up.
Right, right.
Yeah. So that's the main thing, is just chilling out in an inflatable pool in the backyard.
And so summer music, I'm obviously a Beach Boys fan, so it's a lot of Beach Boys related stuff. Sometimes I might listen to bands that like I remember playing with or touring with over the summer. So like when we played NSUP Fest in the summer of 2009, like that music by those bands kind of still feels like summer because I can remember, you know, we listened to it all the way to Baltimore, hung out with them, played. Like, what about you? Like, what's summer music to you?
Like stuff that just makes me feel like summer, like that. There's sorts of stuff. One of the main ones is really weird. Whenever summer really hits and I have a chance and I just go out driving by myself, I'll like roll down the windows and I'll put on Slaughter's first album and opening track Burning Bridges, like that song, like just whenever I hear it, because I think about driving in the summer, like that one totally does it for me. Then also the first Weezer album, I listened to that summer that came out. I listened to that like nonstop, and so that's another one that totally puts me back in that frame of mind. And of course, like you said, the Beach Boys. There's no way you can listen to them and not immediately be summarized.
Right, right. Yeah. Last week I did a summer playlist. I played your track Summer of 1995. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that track. How autobiographical is that?
Very autobiographical. Probably the most autobiographical song I've ever written. It's weird. Yeah. Yeah. Nick Noe from Wellsville Records, you know, mentioned that he was doing a summer songs compilation, and I was like, well, I'll write something. And then I decided to try and do something about back in high school for me. And that was, you know, those were very memorable summers, especially that summer was the first summer when I had a driver's license. So I was out, you know, getting to do all sorts of stuff for the first time. And it was an exciting time in my life.
Yeah. It's a fun song. You can tell it's real memories, I think, you know, as opposed to a lot of times you and I will write stuff and we have kind of a checklist of like things that we need to mention, you know. It's like that part is fun, that fiction writing, you know. Some people even call it like fan fiction sometimes, you know. So mm-hmm. So that's fine. That's fun. But you could tell like when it's also like legit memories, you know.
Yes.
Last year we did a summer playlist. I played your version of Summertime Blues. Mm-hmm. First of all, what's going on with the La Bamba soundtrack?
Well, that one was Why Not Volume 2. Okay. Tiffany was Volume 1, and I just couldn't bring myself to release it until I had Tiffany out. So now that it's out, La Bamba will be out next month.
Oh,
so it's like either the 26th or 27th. It's whatever day is the anniversary of the release of the movie. I'm releasing it that day.
Of July?
July, yes.
Wow. Okay, so he covered the entire La Bamba soundtrack.
Yes.
So if you're a fan of the movie La Bamba, you can look forward to that. I can't wait. So you did so the Sleepwalker track, that was not on the soundtrack, you said, right?
Right.
But you covered it and you did it as the B-side to Summertime Blues.
Did I?
I think.
I don't think I ever got around to doing it. Did I?
Wait, Sleepwalker?
Yeah, did I?
Yeah, no, I have it.
So, oh, wow.
I played it?
I don't even remember doing that.
I think I played it in the background of an episode.
Okay. Wait. I kind of remember doing it now. It's been so long.
You're getting like me.
Yeah, because I did. I did do that single, so I guess I released that with it. Okay, cool.
Well, yeah. So
yeah, I did
so,
that. Yeah, it's not on the album, but it was on the single.
Right. So, I'm glad we have this podcast so I can remind you of the things that you've done.
I know, I do too much.
What other songs do you have that you have done that someone else might want to listen to for summer?
For the summer?
Yeah, anything that you can think of that feels like summer or might to someone else?
Again, the Practice Run album, you know, it's a fun album. So that one, you know, to me, summer and fun goes together.
Right.
So, like, you know, that one would probably be the closest thing I could think of, really.
Okay.
And then, you know, the Putts, we've got a lot of stuff that's very summer related. So if you listen to some of that, that's, yeah.
So besides La Bamba, I'm glad I know that. What's coming up next? What should we know?
In terms of cover albums? The next cover album is Poison. Look what the Pat dragged in.
my dad's gonna listen to that one, so
all right,
get ready.
Yeah. Now let's see, next music I've got coming out, me and Corey actually have a side project called Family Computer, which has him on vocals, and this time I actually did all the music myself. So I wrote all the songs here at home and recorded the music and then sent it to him down in Chattanooga, and he recorded vocals there. And I'm in the process now of adding backing vocals to finish it up. And we're hoping to have that out actually later this month. So that'll be the next thing that I've got coming out. And then not sure what's coming after that. I'm working on a second Space Noids album now. So that'll be out sometime this summer. But that's about it in terms of stuff that's actively, you know, being worked on.
Is Family Computer themed or just like pop punk or what?
No, it's Corey's outlet for personal songwriting stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We should mention Coruscant. There was a May the 4th, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And then the next day, right?
Yeah, Revenge of the 5th.
Right. So you had two albums in 2 days. So yeah, yes. That was really cool.
Second time I've done that.
What was the other time?
Last May 4th and 5th.
Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any other holiday besides Christmas that you could see writing a song about? We just did this Easter related project, although the songs weren't really about Easter, which is based on Easter parade titles. Vista Blue, we've done the Thanksgiving song, of course. I don't know, is there another holiday that comes to mind? Or maybe an EP? Oh yeah, Halloween, right.
Halloween, yeah. Obviously. But I would love to do all of them. The Putts, we've got the Mad Monster Party EP.
Right.
Last year we did the Christmas one to follow it up. And I keep joking with Billy, like, we got to do them all. We got to do a Valentine's Day. We got to do an Easter. We got to do a Thanksgiving. We got to do one for all of them. But
yeah, that's what I'm wondering. So like a whole EP, you think, for each holiday?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Might as well. Yeah. So after Halloween, I guess I wasn't thinking of Halloween, but yeah, I mean, I guess Easter.
Valentine's Day would be the easiest one.
Probably. Yeah, Valentine's Day, you could just do all of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. But I should do
St. Patrick's Day. So.
right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe like a holiday theme, you know, like there was horror comps where it's like different holidays. Maybe an EP of different holidays.
That could work.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. So we are going to talk about five songs that Pat has chosen to add to a summer playlist. So if you're looking for songs to add to your summer playlist, he's going to give us five today that we're going to talk about. And then maybe you want to add them to your playlist. So, all right. So number one, what is the first song for your summer playlist?
Summertime by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Okay. Yeah. Why this one?
I love that song. It's just good. I mean, the lyrics are horrible, but it's a great song, though.
It just feels like summer, right?
It just feels like summer. It's laid back and nice. Yeah.
All right. Here it is.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park, a place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise, honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac, and with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop or fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through, 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Now, if you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work. Boss, I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said,
to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
So that was Summertime Blues by Eddie Cochran, which we just talked about earlier, that Pat had covered for the La Bamba soundtrack. So tell us about this song.
It's just, you know, it's a classic summer song. And, you know, I think everybody's had that one summer when they were stuck working all summer long and, like, had to miss out on things they wanted to do and felt like they were missing out on everything, you know. Like, that song kind of captures that in a good way. And it's a timeless kind of story and song.
What was your worst summer job?
I worked at a grocery store. That was, I never really had a horrible one, but the grocery store was probably, you know, closest to the worst.
Those are rough. Did they have you outside doing baskets?
Didn't have to mess with that very often. But you know, I did a lot of carrying out to people's cars and stuff. And,
right.
Yeah, and it was a small town near a lake, so there's lots of, like, people buying all sorts of groceries to take back, you know, for the whole week and stuff. And so,
All right, song number three.
Well, we mentioned the Beach Boys, so All Summer Long.
Okay, why this one of all the Beach Boys songs?
Well, All Summer Long. So it's the most summery one I could find that I liked. So, yeah, it's just great. It's another kind of laid-back one. It's, I don't know. I like laid-back summer songs, but I think of summer, I think of relaxing. So that's another great one for that.
Sitting in my car outside your Summer long, you've been with me.
right, so that was Cruel Summer. That was Pat's fourth song to add to his summer playlist. So tell us about that song.
That one I almost didn't have on this list. I had another list of like songs with summer in the title that don't really feel summery, but I then started thinking about the summer that the Karate Kid came out, and that song was in that movie, and that song was all over the place. And that was a pretty fun summer, if I remember correctly. And so I thought I'd throw that on the list because I love that movie. I loved that time. And no, I think it's a good song.
Yeah, it fits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get to your last song, anything else that you wanted to mention that we didn't get to talk about yet?
Not really. Not right now.
All right. Where can people find you or contact you? What's the best place? I know you're all on Spotify. You can find Classic Pat or anywhere you stream music.
Yes, I'm on Instagram, ClassicPat27. And my Bandcamp page is just ClassicPat.Bandcamp.com. Those are the main places.
What was the name of the Christmas EP, in case someone wants to hear that?
That's called I Still Believe.
Right.
And I've got a new Christmas album coming this Christmas. So
awesome.
Be ready for that. Yes.
So we'll definitely have you back and we'll talk Christmas. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I played a song on the show last year, probably the Die Hard song. I don't know.
Yeah.
But so I know like at the end of one of our episodes, I played one, I'm pretty sure. But so, yeah. So thanks so much for doing this. And yes. Look forward to having you back later this year where we can talk about Christmas music.
Heck yeah.
And other stuff. All right, so now we're going to play Pat's fifth song. Here's what we're going to do, though. If you're on the... I'm putting this episode up on the main feed, but if you're on the Patreon, what we're going to do is we're going to add Pat, and true Pat fashion, had trouble deciding which of his four lists to use for this show, so he'll have to come back like next summer. But so what we're going to do is we're going to take one of his lists that he had as punk, five songs for a punk summer playlist, and we're going to add that at the end. So you're going to get, here's his fifth song coming up that he'll talk about. But then if you're on the Patreon, you'll get another bonus five songs that we'll just add, and it'll be in the show notes what the songs are, right? So stick around if you're on the Patreon and you'll hear five more songs. If you're not, hey, come check it out. All right. So Pat, your fifth song for a summer playlist.
All right. This one, there's three versions of it that are all good for different reasons, but it's Summer Breeze. Seals and Crofts, Isley Brothers, and Typo Negative. The first version, I'll be honest, the first version of this I ever heard was the Typo Negative version.
I
loved it. I was like, oh, this song's great. And then it was a summer, actually. I was walking through the living room, and there was a soap opera on TV, and one of the characters was singing that song. And I was like, why is this guy covering Typo Negative on a soap opera? And that's when I discovered that was a cover song. But since I've found the original, and then I've also found the Isley Brothers version, which is probably my favorite version now. It's just a great song. Again, laid back, kind of got that eeriness to it during the verses. It's cool.
And so which version are we playing here?
Whichever version you want.
I'm going to pick the Isley Brothers version. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. So here's his fifth song. Check out Classic Pat. Check out his summer playlist. Add him to your playlist. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Here's Summer Breeze. My mind.
evening on a Friday night. A little light shining through the window lets me know everything's alright. Jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing a tune. When I come home from a hard day's work and you're waiting there, not a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on a plate for two. Feel the arms reaching out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.